Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Infinity Machine de Miss Hassavis, DeepMind, and the Quest for Superintelligence is a reported biography and technology history by Sebastian Mallaby. It centers on de Miss Hassavis, the British founder of DeepMind, and uses his career to examine the modern pursuit of artificial general intelligence. The book follows Hassavis from chess prodigy and video game designer to neuroscientist, entrepreneur, and head of Google DeepMind, placing personal biography inside a broader account of machine learning breakthroughs, corporate competition, and scientific ambition. Its purpose is not simply to explain AI techniques, but to show how a distinctive vision of intelligence became institutionalized in one of the most important AI laboratories in the world. Mallaby connects milestones such as AlphaGo and AlphaFold to larger questions about creativity, discovery, safety, commercial incentives, and geopolitical power. The result is a narrative for general readers who want to understand both the human figure behind DeepMind and the stakes of the race towards superintelligent systems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, de Miss Hassavis as a bridge between games, neuroscience, and artificial intelligence. A central feature of the book is its portrayal of Hassavis as someone whose route into AI did not follow a single professional lane. His early chess career gave him direct experience with strategic search, pattern recognition, pressure, and the limits of human cognition. His work in video games exposed him to simulated worlds, agents, feedback loops, and the design of environments where intelligent behavior can be tested. His later training in neuroscience added a further layer because DeepMind was founded on the belief that insights about the brain could inspire more general machine intelligence. Mallaby uses this background to explain why Hassavis saw games not as entertainment alone, but as controlled laboratories for intelligence. This helps clarify the distinctive identity of DeepMind. It was neither a conventional software company nor a purely academic research group. It was designed to pursue broad principles of learning and problem solving. The book makes Hassavis important not merely because he built a successful company, but because his biography illustrates how AI emerged from the intersection of cognition, computation, and competitive problem solving. Secondly, AlphaGo as proof that machines could display unfamiliar forms of strategic judgment. The account of AlphaGo is one of the book's clearest examples of how DeepMind turned an abstract ambition into a public demonstration. Go had long been considered difficult for computers because brute force search was insufficient in a game with an enormous number of possible positions. DeepMind combined neural networks, reinforcement learning, and self-play to create a system that did not merely copy human expertise but discovered strategies that surprised elite players. The match against Lee Sedol in 2016 became culturally significant because it challenged a widespread assumption that intuition and creativity protected certain domains from machine mastery. Mallaby treats the event as more than a contest between human and computer. It showed how a learning system could develop approaches that were effective, but initially hard for humans to interpret. That point matters for the larger argument of the book as AI systems become more capable. Their value may come from finding patterns beyond ordinary human reach. While their danger may come from the same opacity, AlphaGo therefore becomes an early symbol of both promise and unease. Thirdly, AlphaFold and the shift from game mastery to scientific discovery. The book gives major importance to the move from game playing to scientific application, especially through AlphaFold. DeepMind had always argued that games were training grounds for general problem solving rather than final destinations. AlphaFold strengthened that claim by addressing protein structure prediction, a long-standing challenge in biology with implications for medicine, drug discovery, and basic science. Unlike AlphaGo, AlphaFold did not primarily impress because it defeated a human opponent. It mattered because it showed that AI could accelerate the interpretation of complex natural systems. It natural because Mallaby uses this transition to clarify Hassavis' larger ambition. The goal is not only to automate tasks, but to build systems that help uncover hidden regularities in reality. This is where the idea of an infinity machine becomes meaningful. Vast data sets in biology, physics, and other fields may contain patterns too complex for unaided human analysis. The book presents DeepMind's scientific achievements as evidence that advanced AI could become a tool for discovery. While still leaving open questions about who controls that tool and how its benefits are distributed. Fourthly, DeepMind inside Google and the tension between research ideals and corporate power, Mallaby examines DeepMind as an institution shaped by a persistent contradiction. It was founded with an unusually ambitious scientific mission to build general intelligence and use it to solve major problems. Yet it eventually became part of Google, placing that mission inside one of the most powerful commercial technology companies in the world. This matters because the development of frontier AI requires enormous computing resources, elite talent, and capital, all of which favor large corporate structures. The book therefore treats DeepMind's acquisition not simply as a business event, but as a sign of the political economy of AI. Research ideals can survive within a corporation, but they are not insulated from product pressure, rivalry, reputational concerns, and strategic competition. Malaby is especially interested in the difference between Hassabis and more openly Silicon Valley-style figures, while still recognizing that DeepMind operates in the same race. The tension is not reducible to hypocrisy or purity. It is structural. Building advanced AI may require resources that only giant firms possess, but those firms also create incentives that complicate safety, openness, and public accountability. Lastly, the Oppenheimer problem of controlling a technology that may outgrow its makers. The book repeatedly returns to the ethical dilemma of powerful invention. Hassabis is presented as someone motivated by scientific understanding and broad human benefit. Yet the technology he pursues raises questions that exceed any individual founder's intentions. The comparison with Robert Oppenheimer is important because it frames AI as a dual-use breakthrough, a source of knowledge and capability that can also destabilize society, security, labor, and political power. Malaby does not need to claim that AI is identical to nuclear weapons for the analogy to work. The shared problem is that scientists and engineers may create systems whose consequences are later shaped by states, corporations, markets, and military incentives. This makes governance central to the book's significance. The pursuit of artificial general intelligence is not only a technical race to make systems smarter, it is also a contest over who sets limits, who bears risk, and who benefits from success. The book's portrait of Hassabis becomes more complex because a capable and conscientious leader may still be unable to guarantee safe outcomes once the surrounding system rewards speed and dominance. In conclusion, The Infinity Machine is best suited to readers who want a serious but accessible account of the AI revolution through the lens of one unusually consequential figure. It will appeal to general readers interested in technology, business history, science, public policy, and the ethics of artificial intelligence. It is especially useful for people who want to understand why DeepMind has mattered beyond headlines about individual breakthroughs. The practical benefit is conceptual clarity. Readers gain a better grasp of reinforcement learning, scientific AI, corporate concentration, and the difference between narrow demonstrations and the wider ambition of artificial general intelligence. The intellectual benefit is a more grounded view of AI leadership, one that neither treats founders as simple heroes nor reduces them to cynical power seekers. Compared with many AI books that focus mainly on technical explanation, speculative risk, or Silicon Valley business drama, Malaby's book stands out for combining biography, institutional history, and ethical analysis. Its differentiating strength is the access and narrative focus on Hassabis and DeepMind, which allow the reader to see how ideas about intelligence became a funded, competitive, world-changing project. The book is not a manual for building AI and not a detached academic survey. It is a portrait of ambition under pressure, and of a technology whose future cannot be separated from the people and institutions racing to create it. If you would like to support Sebastian Malaby, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.